today's edition of the Voices of Legacy, we're honored to welcome back a dynamic community leader, visionary entrepreneur, and advocate for health and empowerment here in the great city of Toledo, Ohio, Miss Danetta Carter. Most of you probably know her as the Social Butterfly, as the owner of the Social Butterfly. She's a driving force behind one of Toledo's most impactful community events annually, the annual Business and Health Expo. Ms. Carter continues to bring together organizations, businesses, and families for a day of education and resources and connections, as well as other events that we may talk about on today. Welcome to the Voices of Legacy, Ms. Danetta Carter.
Thank you for having me, and I appreciate WGTE and yourself.
Oh, well, we're glad to have you back again. We don't have too many people back.
It's good to be back.
That means your credit score is good.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
That's an inside joke.
Yes.
But it's true. It's true. You have a very good reputation here in the city of Toledo when it comes to having these community events. What inspired you to have these events on a regular basis?
What inspired me and continue to inspire me is the people and the small business owners. Mm-hmm. They don't get the exposure that they need. So with this type of platform, nonprofit organizations, small businesses, they can provide this platform so they can get exposure, so people know who they are and what services they provide.
Gotcha. So the upcoming event in April of this year is called what now?
It's the 15th Annual Business and Health Expo. It's going to be on April the 4th, 2026, from 10 to 3 at Epworth United Methodist Church in Toledo.
Epworth. Now, where is that? Now, I'm saying it like I don't know, but there's a lot of people that don't know where that is. And it's very highly visible. It's a beautiful building.
It's a beautiful place. It's across the street from the Wildwood Metro Parks on Central. It's 4855 West Central Avenue.
So going away from town, it'd be on your
left side. Yeah, left-hand side.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's a beautiful place. It's gorgeous.
Gotcha. So you've kind of upgraded.
Yeah, upgraded. Yeah. The other place, they're doing different changes over there.
Yeah.
So this new place. So this is a new location.
That and the last event I went to was packed, and it was very diverse. How have you been able to accomplish getting such a diverse, I guess that's two questions, a diverse mixture of businesses and individuals and upgrading from one place to another?
And last year we were at the Wayman Palmer.
Yes.
The new one, the YM.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a lot of people.
Yeah, that was beautiful, though.
Yeah, it was a lot of people. So what I want is diversity for the people in the community at large, because we have a diverse community. It's like a melting pot. You just don't want one certain culture.
Yeah.
So when you're giving out information or you're providing information, you want to make sure everybody's included.
Yes.
So that's why you see Lucas County Mental Health Recovery Services, NAMI Mental Health, different other nonprofit organizations there as well.
Windows inside. There's a little bit of everything.
Yes. It's like a one-stop shop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what would a person expect coming to this event or any of your events?
This year you can expect, health screenings, which we do all the time. Mm-hmm. Health screening, those are complimentary. We have a massage therapist. She's going to be doing complimentary massages with your feet, your hands, your back, facial massages.
Oh, boy.
So she's doing everything more than what they usually do with the massages.
And you said complimentary. I have to stop you and cut. That means free.
Yeah, you just give her a donation if you like.
I may not be at my booth for very long.
Yes. Oh. So there's nonprofit organizations there as well. Mm-hmm. So we want to get information out. Some people don't know the different programs that exist in Toledo, Ohio. The services are there, but the people that need the service.
Awareness.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we got to meet the people where they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, you say that this is free. There's no admission or anything like that.
Free admission, free parking. We even have Metro Park's going to bring the climbing wall for adults and children.
Oh, wow.
Toledo Museum of Arts is going to bring the glass blowing.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be doing that. And Imagination Station, they'll be doing something for the children as well.
So I can see why you've been doing this for 15 years.
I've been doing
years.
It. And it's fun, too. If it wasn't fun, I don't think I would
do it
for 15
anymore.
Years.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
What other events do you have going on in the city other than just the Business Expo? I only mention it because I know you do other things, too.
I do two fundraisers a year, coming up, one in the fall. And then August the 28th, I have the Detroit Motown dinner, dance cruise. It's a fundraiser for a nonprofit organization. I will be choose. I won't choose it. My foster son, he'll choose a person to for me to give the money to.
Ah. Yeah. So you can get down with you get down.
Yeah.
Getting on down. Yep. And raise money for a good cause.
Yeah, and I have transportation because a lot of people in Toledo.
From Toledo to Detroit.
Yeah, they don't drive.
Yeah.
A lot of people, especially a lot of the seniors, they don't drive. But they enjoy Motown. Who doesn't like Motown?
Yes. Wow. We've talked about the decision for Epworth. Yes. How does that location affect what you've been doing? Because I think most of your events have been further in town, except for I think you were out near Miracle Mile, weren't you?
St. Clements,
Yeah,
this location I like because, and then I had to be approved by their board and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's a whole rigmarole. But I appreciate them allowing me to have it there. I like this location. There's plenty of parking, handicap accessible. They have an elevator.
Oh, wow.
They're very nice people there. Very friendly. They've been working with me because I had to find somewhere to go. Mm-hmm. And it took me like 5 months to find secure a place.
Wow.
Yeah, I checked in other places, but it didn't work out. It has to be meet the needs of my guests and meet the needs of the vendors and the nonprofit organizations.
So I guess to get size and scope of your event, I mean, what is the size of it? How many vendors do you have?
Usually I have maybe 50 to 60. This one will be smaller, on a smaller scale, about 55 vendors. Usually it's more. St. Clements was larger.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is fine.
Yeah,
I'm just happy to be there, and I like because of the parking. Parking is a key, and people coming into the building, like wheelchairs, walkers, you have to keep that in because I do risk management, so I have to make sure that this meets the eye for my guests.
Yes.
If it doesn't, I have to go somewhere else.
Now, I noticed at the other event, and you know, stop me if I'm going someplace that you don't want me to go. You had a lot of stuff outside too.
Yes, I had the. Them outside because some things couldn't be inside.
Yeah, was it the health bus?
Yep, that was UTMC, yeah.
And then the food trucks and all of that.
Yeah, we do have a taco food truck that's going to be outside. Oh. Yeah, and maybe add another food truck because there's going to be lots of traffic because I know that last one I had it last April, I expected people, but not that many people. It was lots of people, and it kept coming.
Yeah.
And then this year, again, the first 300 people that arrive between the time that I have the Social Butterfly bags, you get a free complimentary swag bag that says Social Butterfly. But if you come at 2 o'clock or 1:30, I may not have those bags to give away.
So come early.
If you come early.
Come on time.
Yeah, because I know a couple, like maybe 50 people didn't get the bag and they were so upset.
Mm.
But you come at 2 o'clock, it's over at 3.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the early bird gets the worm, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not the vendors. Vendors don't get the swag bag.
No, just for the guests. Yes.
See, I'm trying.
Yeah. Yeah. You wanted a bag too. Yeah, it's a Social Butterfly bag and it's a recyclable bag that I order and I give it to the first 300 guests.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say 300, that's all I have. But I have other bags too, but they're not Social Butterfly bags.
Gotcha.
Yes.
So it seems like your motivation is just get people together.
Yeah, just get the people together, collaborate. I'm just the event coordinator of it, just the organizer, just organizing everything. And then I get all the people there. If I can get the people there, whatever services that you have, you tell the people about your service.
You're being humble. You are the face and the heart of these events. Absolutely. And you've promoted other events as well. So
yeah. I share other people's events on my page. I share lots of things. It doesn't hurt anything just to share, take that share button.
Yeah.
It doesn't take anything away from me or you. Someone said, why do you announce other people's events at your event? I'm secured. I'm not worried about it. I'm not a gatekeeper.
Yeah.
Whatever, if you want me to announce if Chris has a program and he got something coming up or you, I will announce it. I'll have the DJ Stephen Wolf to announce it for me.
Is he going to be in the house again?
Yeah, that's his church.
Oh, wow. So I called him Wolfman.
He cracked up.
Yeah,
Yeah, I announce anything that's going on in the community. It doesn't take anything from me. Why wouldn't I announce? Even, the lady said, even if something similar to yours, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Should be.
It doesn't.
And it's akin to the fellowship that you're promoting, you know, people coming together and enjoying each other. That's community. That's right.
It's community. It's just we're getting together and we're meeting for a cause, a special cause. And then we come back. And then I wanted to take a break and stop doing it. I did during COVID because I had to do it outdoors because you couldn't meet together.
How'd that work out?
We were outside in the parking lot. at a church or at a park. Yeah, that was different.
Yeah.
Yeah, because during COVID, you couldn't do anything at that time.
Did it work out like something that you might do in the future outside in a parking lot?
I've done it before.
Yeah.
I usually do something in the summer, but I'm just going to do two shows and two fundraisers.
So you prefer inside?
Yeah, but I have done outside
or events. A hybrid like the other.
Yeah, I've done outside events, Small Business Saturday at Ottawa Park. I've been doing that for 6 years. I'm not doing it this year.
No.
No, I'm taking a break.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't want to wear you down. We want to keep the social butterfly around for a while. Yeah. How can local businesses and organizations still get involved in some of your events? Maybe not this one. It might be too late.
They can go on my website, www.thesocialbutterflyllc.com. Mm-hmm. They can reach me at 419-367-9765, especially the nonprofit organization, because they have some people have nonprofits. Nobody knows that you have the nonprofit and the services that you provide. And their services are free.
Yeah.
Complimentary. They have free services and you don't know anything about it.
And a lot of people don't understand that with the nonprofit, and I have too, with ministry and ministries of help, if you are not consistently serving people, it's extremely hard to get legitimate grants because they want to see what you're doing. So it's important
that you survey.
You
have to have logistic. My three things that I live by, and someone just said this, and that's why I'm said, some lady mentioned this, and I said, oh, that's what I live by every day. Mm-hmm. Transparency, consistency, and accountability. But I do that in my life, and I do it with this as well. And I notice that it works.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, but if you're, even if, say you, for example, I don't want to say names, but if you pay your bills on time, guess what? Your credit score goes up.
Yes.
And if you pay them automatic withdrawal, people say, I don't do that, Danetta. I do. I'm sorry. But so I won't forget.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're consistent in what you're doing, if you're transparent, if you and I know what we're supposed to be doing, there's no middleman where we like rattle the fence like, oh, I didn't know I'm supposed to be here between 8:30 and 10.
Yeah.
It says it right there.
Yeah.
I enter in this door. Everything's
black. In writing.
Yeah, it's in writing. So if it's not documented,
it doesn't
It's
happen.
Not written.
Yeah.
I don't believe nothing. If it's not documented, that's just me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those are the three things I live by. Transparency, consistency, accountability. I'm going to be accountable for myself. You'll be accountable for yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, so I treat everybody the same. So I think that's how, I think 15 years is working. I tried to pull back and maybe pass it on to somebody else, but nobody wants to take
it. I was going to say, how's that going?
I can't. They said they can't do it. They said they can't do it.
You don't have an assistant or something like that?
I have assistant. I have volunteers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but people say, oh, no, we can't do it the way you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just, 2 a year is good for me.
Yeah. Well, you're not ready to retire yet. You're too young for that.
No, I wanted to take a break, but they won't let me take a break. Yeah, because they said, when is the next show?
Yeah, where are you at? People will be looking for you, tracking you down.
Yeah. But I think this is the Business and Health Expo. That's how I started at my church, the late Johnny Roberts. He believed in my vision. Mm-hmm. That was in 2012.
Wow.
And he said, because people need the health screening. Because we had a guy there. He took his screening, and then they sent him to St. V's because his blood pressure was so high he was going to have a stroke.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But he said he hasn't seen a doctor in over 10 years.
My goodness.
Yeah. When you don't see it, most women go to the doctor, but most men do not. They don't follow up like women. And that's statistics. And I can't quote where I got the statistics from, but I do have it in my head. But this guy, he said he hasn't seen it. I said, you need to go. Should we call him an ambulance or should he drive himself over? Or does he have someone with him? And because they brought me over since I'm the organizer of it. They said he needs to go straight to urgent care I think they said the nearest hospital. Yeah. His blood pressure was up to the roof where he could have a stroke. I said, what?
Wow.
That's why you taking his blood pressure here today? She said, yeah.
Saved his life.
Yeah.
Now that's a testimony.
I see this guy. He comes to the shows all the time. He said, your people saved my life. That's what he told me.
That's
amazing. I said, wow, that's amazing.
So come to the expo. You might save your own life.
Yeah, take your blood pressure. Your glucose level.
It sounds funny, but it's true.
Yeah, take your cholesterol level. Because, I mean, if you haven't seen a physician in 10 years.
That's a long time.
That's a long time not to. Yeah. And then they have these different places, neighborhood health. Mm-hmm. They have different clinics where you can go to. And if you don't have insurance, they do have other insurance that could take care of that for you.
Well, they'll see you. See, you brought up neighborhood health, and that hopefully will be a guest coming shortly. But they will see you no matter whether you have insurance or not.
Yes.
Doesn't matter.
And they'll be there. And then different other people like CARES, they will get you in CareNet, CARES. It's all of those
CareSource, that's right.
organizations that will help you get insurance. Because you have to be seen. He said he hasn't seen. He said, I said, I would never say his name. I remember him because he comes all the time. Mm-hmm. He said, can I get one of those bags? With one of those free bags and the stuff that's
in. So you got to put his name on one bag so that he gets
I make
it
sure
every time.
He comes on time, though. He gets there early. I said, where they're still setting up, sir. But I just let him come in anyway. Because in the wintertime when we do the December show, he's at St. Clemens. He's outside. I just let him in. He said, can I just sit in the lobby and get some coffee? I said, yeah, just come on in.
Awesome.
Yeah. And most of the seasonal people, they come early and they come on time. They're there. I see them. And when I'm pulling up, they're already in the parking lot, the guests.
Wow.
I said, it hasn't started yet. It's don't start to 10. They said, we'll just sit out here and wait and drink our coffee and read the newspaper. Mm. I was like, wow, these people are serious.
Well, you created something that people love
and
support. And I enjoyed myself. I'll tell the truth.
Yeah, I seen you there. Yeah. You had a good time.
Yeah.
And people in Toledo, I got to say that they are very, very supportive. They said Toledo people don't support. I begged a different.
Yeah.
They're very supportive. They support, I don't know, is it me as a person, because I support other people as well, but they do support.
I think it lends itself to the eclectic nature of what you do. There's a little bit of everybody there represented. And I think we need more of that. We need more inclusiveness to invite everybody so everybody can feel comfortable to come together.
Yes.
And that's why I were to assess why you've had your success, that's probably a key reason. You have the business expo, not any particular expo, but the business
expo. The 15th annual.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to stop at 10.
Yes.
It keeps going and going and going. But with the business, you will have trials and tribulations.
Oh, yes.
You will have people tell you different things and give you suggestions. I used to do those survey cards where you put your phone, the QR code. So I might go back to doing that. They tell me, what that one lady told me, well, you need to get a bigger spot. She told me, you need a bigger place, bigger than St. Cloud. I said, well, how big do you want me to get? Mm-hmm. She said, you need a bigger place. And then she said, don't have it so early in the morning. She's not an early person, but look at all the people that came early.
Oh, no. I mean, you usually have it on the weekends.
It's always on the weekend. Yeah. It's not through the weekday. It's not interfering with your, I don't know if people were, it's always on a Saturday.
And as a Toledoan, born and raised, Saturday mornings, usually when you go thrifting, you go to rummage sales, you go to the flea market. When we had flea markets, that's when you did something similar to what you have.
Right. Well, I think back in the day, they told me before I was born, they used to call them trade shows.
Yes.
Or market show. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Whatever. This is my name of mine.
I'd say keep it more, and that's my vote.
Keep it the business and health expo.
Yes.
Yeah. They call them trade shows. But see, mine, I don't look at it as a trade show because we're offering services to people. Trade shows are more selling like home goods, homeware. Because I know they do trade shows downtown at the Glass City for a home garden.
I think it's a hybrid of somewhat of a, not really a flea market, but it has that vibe, but it's also networking because I've got.
It says it here.
Yeah.
Networking opportunities and you're connecting, and I'm a change agent trying to change, bring people together. You guys are networking with each other, and you may have something that she has or wants.
Because I purchased stuff, and I'm giving my testimony. I met people.
Right.
I met friends and some people I haven't seen in a while. That it's all of that. So
there's networking opportunities for everybody. Yeah. So it's like a one-stop shop.
Man, that's awesome. So, for the future, what does Miss Danetta have in the pipeline that she can share with us?
I'm working on something, but I can't say what it is yet.
Until I
can't. Once this is me, I'm sorry. Before I put it out there, this is what I do. I implement the plan. Mm-hmm. Implement the plan. First, I see what it is, what I want to do. And then I give myself feedback. And then I get the logistics and make sure this plan is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I do, I go ahead and produce that plan. Mm-hmm. And then I sign the contract. Once I sign the contract, then I can tell you, and then I can put it out there. I don't put the horse before the cart.
Gotcha.
And then some people say, well,
coming soon.
Yeah, coming soon. But then
no
some
plan, people, but
yeah.
coming soon.
And some people say people copy off of other people. That's okay. It's all right. It's not taken away from me, you, or anyone. Yeah. If you want to do what I'm doing, I will help you. Mm. I will show you how to do it. I'll show you the blueprint, how I started, so you won't make any mistakes that I did.
Yeah.
Or try not to or whatever. But nothing's going to be perfect. Mm-hmm. You're going to have some flaws. Like the lady said, why do you only have 350 bags? Why, you knew you were going to have 700 people here. No, I don't know that. I just say people are coming. I don't know how I can give you the estimate from last year. The last 2 years have been like 700 to 800 people. Wow. The year before that at St. Clement's, there were lots of people. Mm-hmm. There was no room to park. People had to wait out. One person had to back out so you can back in. Mm-hmm. So it depends. Hey, it is what it is. I can't tell you. She said, you didn't order enough of those bags. Next time you should order 500. I said, yeah, thank you for telling me that.
You might want to ask her for a donation.
No, I don't ask. I don't ask for no money.
Help me do what you're suggesting.
Yeah, she's telling me what to do. But yeah. I just take it and smile. She said, you just smile with it and just write it down. I said, just if you have any comments, just email me or give it to me and I'll consider your comments.
That's good attitude.
Yeah, I'm not going to say no or whatever, get mad at no one. No, it's a suggestion. One lady said, well, why do you have it at 9 o'clock? Can you have it at 10? So I changed the time.
Yeah,
I made it at 10. Last year it was 11 to 4. This year it's 10 to 3. So you can have the rest of your day.
Are we going to be expecting a 16th annual?
It sounds like it's going to be a 16th annual, yes. Where, I'm not sure yet. May be there or may not be there. I'm not sure yet. But it'll be a 16th annual.
Well, who knows? They might have Scott Park finished by then.
I don't know. I have no idea. I was going to be at my alma mater, but they contact me. I got a letter from them, and they're closing.
Oh, Lord's?
Yeah, that's my alma mater. They gave me my information back.
Yeah, that's a beautiful place.
Yeah, I graduated from there with my bachelor's in social work, but I graduated from University of Toledo with my master's in social work. But yeah, I was going to have it there as well.
I heard tell that they may still be renting in the future, is what I was told, because there's another school. You know, I
are you on their board?
No. I do the chaplaincy in Adrian as well as here. And there's another school affiliated in Adrian as well. And they're closing that too. But they're keeping the facilities available.
Okay.
And I was told that they're doing the same thing in Toledo. So I don't know if that's true, but that's what
we'll
I was told.
See.
By somebody with a collar like mine.
Yeah. See, what I do, I work on 2025 now for 2026.
Awesome.
As you can see on the back, this is 2025. Or I did this last year for this year.
Okay.
Yeah, so these are up-and-coming events.
Awesome.
Just to save the dates. So I want you to know
ahead
advance.
Of time.
Yes.
Because so you already have it planned.
Yeah, and I already signed everything, so.
There you go.
Yeah.
So what do you think? You know the last question of the interview.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think your legacy is thus far? You've answered this question before.
My legacy was.
And what would you like for it to be?
What I like it to be, what I want to be known for.
Yes.
That I was able to get people together in a group setting, like these business and health expos and these Christmas bazaars and fundraising for nonprofit organizations in Toledo that don't get much money. So that's who I raise the money for. Being a change agent, networking opportunities, making potential revenue for businesses, generating customers for businesses. And meet and greet, us getting together and bringing people together as a whole in a diverse group.
Yeah.
That's what I want to be known as.
One last thing I got
to
say.
I love to market and promote.
I was about to say, I love the way you work your crowds in the most loving fashion. You're not just doing the event, but you're actually going around and talking to people the whole time.
Yeah, I'm hosting.
Yeah.
I want to make sure everybody's okay.
Yeah.
And then I have about 15 to 20 volunteers. They're Social Butterfly. They have the pink shirts on. Say Social Butterfly. So they help me. They're volunteers. I just appreciate the support and the help from Toledo, Ohio, and surrounding areas, especially the people that come from some of these cities I never heard of, but I heard of one city because I used to work at the post office, Wapakoneta. I met a lady from Wapakoneta, Ohio.
Wow.
It's not a big place because you know why? I used to work at the post office for 10 years, and their mail was not that much mail. And then these other cities, I heard of Defiance, Findlay. I said, well, how did you know about it? They said they seen it on social media.
Mm-hmm.
and they've seen it in the different newspapers and stuff like that. And you were on another station somewhere.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, wow.
Who knows, somebody from Holiday City might show up.
Yeah. And people from Michigan, a lot of Michiganers come from Michigan, because Michigan is right on the border from Secor, because I was at St. Clair. They come.
Yeah, I come that way.
Lambert is at Lambertville, I think it is.
Yeah, Lambertville, and then over Temperance and all that's just right at the edge.
Yeah, and they come. They said, we don't know who you are. Where is the Social Butterfly at? Who is she? Because we heard her on something, and she was on some station in Toledo, and we seen her, and we want to. They just curious. They want to see for the first timers. Yeah. But then there's a lot of regulars, and then they bring people. Then those people bring people. And then they tell other people. So that works out good.
Well, that's what it's about: people taking care of people, loving people. You loving them, and they're loving you back.
Yes. So, there's some good people in Toledo. That's what I'm trying to tell you. There's some people in Toledo and surrounding areas, I'm going to say. Because some of those people, the lady said, I'm not from Toledo. I'm from Lambertville. I said, okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. I said, who's the father came here, the father? And she raised her hand. I'm from Southfield, Michigan. I said, okay. Well, welcome.
Might have to get a special gift for those people.
Yes, I'm going to have to, because they come a long way to come to Toledo.
That's awesome. Well, we thank you again for coming on.
Thank you for having
Voices
me.
Of Legacy with myself and you.
Yes.
Hopefully, you'll have some new, hopefully not top secret information to share with us in the future.
Yes, coming. Yep. Don't forget the 15th Annual Business and Health Expo, April 4th, 2026, from 10 to 3 at F. Birth United Methodist Church, 4855 West Central Avenue, Toledo, Ohio. Free admission and free parking. Come one, come all.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you
me.
For listening to the Voices of Legacy, where you're writing your legacy every day that you live. Be kind to someone. Thank you for listening to the Voices of Legacy. This is your friend, Pastor Carl Mitchell, the third, your host of this program. We want you to go to wgte.org/legacy to like, share, subscribe, and hear all of our past podcasts and our future podcasts. Be a friend and join with us in the Voices of Legacy, where you're writing your own legacy every day that you live. Have a blessed day.
WGTE. Voices around us.